Welcome to another Paul Hastings podcast. I'm here today with Victoria Cundiff, partner in our global trade secrets practice, and we're going to be talking about recent developments in trade secrets law and what they mean for your business. Welcome, Victoria.
Thank you, Julia.
Trade secrets are increasingly in the news. What are some of the reasons?
Well, there are several. Digital storage devices and the cloud have made trade secrets misappropriation easier to accomplish and harder to detect than ever before. Of course, we can't really be certain of the value of trade secrets information that has been compromised, but we do know that recent jury verdicts and awards in the trade secrets arena have been in the tens and hundreds of millions of dollars, and even more. And that's just in the cases that go through a full trial. Criminal prosecutions and investigations for trade secrets misappropriation are on the rise. And trade secrets misappropriation is increasingly crossing not just state lines, but international borders, raising a whole host of legal and diplomatic concerns. As a result of all of these factors, the Obama administration has recently announced its administration strategy on mitigating the theft of U.S. trade secrets. This is the first time that the federal government has announced a comprehensive program to help U.S. organizations prevent, detect, and remedy trade secrets theft. Interestingly, in announcing the strategy, Attorney General Eric Holder observed that there are only two categories of companies affected by trade secrets theft, those that know they've been compromised and those that don't know it yet. That's every business.
So what is the administration's strategy?
Well, the details are not complete, but the following items are on the agenda. First, the administration will apply diplomatic pressure on other countries to discourage trade secrets theft and to encourage international enforcement of trade secrets laws. Many of our trading partners have trade secrets laws on the books, but not all of them enforce those laws. The administration is going to give suggestions as to how they might do so. The administration will also encourage private entities to share information about best practices to protect trade secrets. Now, this isn't going to be a mandate from on high that all organizations need to follow some particular trade secrets protection regime. Not at all. One size fits all doesn't. But by creating a database of practices that some organizations are using, the government will enable organizations to benchmark their practices, get some new ideas, and refine the practices that they do follow to make sure that they are reasonable. The government's intelligence community is going to work to alert the private sector of specific risks to trade secrets and ways of reducing the risks. And finally, the administration, through its intellectual property enforcement coordinator, will be reviewing existing federal laws and suggesting other laws to determine enhancements that may be advisable to protect trade secrets. Here, we can anticipate that Congress will be considering adopting a federal civil trade secrets statute to enable private litigants to pursue certain kinds of trade secrets cases in federal court under a federal statute. Right now, the only federal trade secrets statute of general application is the Economic Espionage Act, which is a criminal statute. Private litigants cannot assert claims under the Economic Espionage Act. That means that currently many trade secret civil disputes must be brought in state courts, and these courts differ widely in the expertise and the resources that they can bring to bear on trade secrets disputes. Most significantly, state courts are frequently not equipped to act quickly to restrain the removal of trade secrets, particularly across state and international lines. While the details of a new federal civil statute are not yet set, it appears likely that private trade secrets claims requiring nationwide service of process or involving misappropriation to or by a foreign country may soon be able to be brought in federal court. Now, these initiatives are not a turnkey solution to trade secrets concerns by any means. The burden will continue to rest on the trade secrets owner to develop and enhance their measures to protect trade secrets. But the administration is offering its help and its muscle to make sure that trade secrets are protected against increasing risks.
Are state governments also involved in measures to protect trade secrets?
Yes, they are. In the past year, New Jersey and Texas have both adopted the Uniform Trade Secrets Act. And Massachusetts and New York, the only two states that have not adopted a version of that act, have also had noteworthy civil and criminal cases imposing significant remedies for misappropriating trade secrets.
It certainly sounds like a dynamic time for thinking about trade secrets issues. So are there particular industries that should be focused on protecting their trade secrets?
Well, the simple answer, Julia, is that every business has some trade secrets and should be thinking about how to protect them. That's because any information can be protected as a trade secret if it's not generally known to others, it's valuable because it's a secret, and it's the subject of reasonable measures to protect its secrecy. That means that high-tech innovations and low-tech data can both be protected as trade secrets. Now, in the U.S., we tend to think of the Coca-Cola formula as the quintessential trade secret, and it's been protected as a trade secret for over 100 years. But there are many more kinds of information that can be protected. For example, many companies have developed production and manufacturing techniques that are very valuable, but infringement's hard to detect. Even though that kind of process information may be protectable under patent laws, as a practical matter, it may be better protected as a trade secret. Other information, like software, may be protectable under patent laws. The question is uncertain after the CLS Alice Bank case, but in many cases, it can also be protected as a trade secret. And finally, there's information that isn't patentable but is clearly of high value. Databases about customer preferences, marketing plans, product rollout plans, development plans for research agendas and budgets. The list goes on and on and on. Every business has some trade secrets. They need to make sure that they protect them.
So given the risks that you've described, can you discuss how businesses can go about developing practical measures to protect their trade secrets?
Well, they should work with counsel to conduct audits of their IP assets to identify what information is valuable because it's not known to others. It's amazing how many organizations lose their trade secrets because they don't think about protecting them until it's too late. Businesses should always think, what if my competitor learned this information? If the answer is, it would be a disaster, safeguards need to be put in place now to guard against leakage. After identifying trade secrets, the organization needs to think about who should have access to that information and install up-to-date practical, technological, and legal safeguards to protect their information. Typically, this would include up-to-date cybersecurity measures. And here's where the administration's guidance and collections of best practices can be particularly helpful. State-of-the-art non-disclosure and other agreements are a critical part of a good trade secrets protection program. But these agreements need to give specific guidance. I'm amazed to see how often non-disclosure agreements give very long, sometimes very boring, lists of information to be protected, but they don't give any clue as to how to protect it. Non-disclosure agreements should never be boilerplate documents that aren't updated. Some contracts ignore new realities about the way we all work with digital information or interact with social media. They deal with problems by assuming that they don't exist rather than giving clear guidance. Finally, organizations need to conduct frequent training programs regarding security measures so that they can be sure that their best practices are really being practiced.
So what can businesses do to prevent claims that they've misappropriated trade secrets?
Well, that's a very good point, Julia. It's not just an issue of protecting your own trade secrets. You want to make sure you're not obtaining trade secrets from others improperly or going beyond authorized use. These days, many businesses are sharing trade secrets with one another under non-disclosure agreements, in due diligence, in supply agreements, in joint ventures. But when those relationships end, or when businesses hire or interact with individuals who may have confidentiality obligations, they need to work hard to make sure that they don't slip and misuse trade secrets. If they do, they may move their own business backwards. That means that they need to be sure that they're scrupulously complying with non-disclosure agreements, that they're carefully documenting their own independent development efforts so that they can establish their efforts didn't come on the backs of trade secrets misappropriation. And they need to make sure that they have clear guidelines in place to protect the company if third parties should offer to give them their competitors' confidential information. The administration's new trade secrets strategy is a call for all businesses to focus on preventing trade secrets misappropriation. It makes clear that all businesses need to devote thoughtful attention to trade secrets issues, and it promises considerable help in that effort.
Thank you, Victoria. This has been very insightful, and we look forward to having you join us in the future.